Tatooine Sons, a Star Wars podcast, is a proud member of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network, the two-time winner of the Fan Favorite Podcast Network from the Star Wars Podcast Awards. To learn more, go to makingstarwars.net. Welcome, Star Wars fans, to episode 99 of Tatooine Sons.
That's crazy.
The Rise of Skywalker is 1 week away, and it's time for our infamous predictions sure to go wrong episode. This is one you won't want to miss. Plus, we've got T-Ross hot takes and more.
I got a bad feeling about this.
It's time for Tatooine Sons.
It's true.
What is the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon?
The Force is strong in my family.
What do you think his name is? It's a big moment.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Maybe Turbis?
Do. Oh, do not. There is no try.
Turbis? Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream, that Porg's name is now Turbis. It's a good Star Wars name.
We're not done yet.
These guys record an awesome podcast called Tatooine Sons. Everybody listen to it.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars. From the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I'm BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
And shoot to Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then these theories are going to sound even crazier.
They could actually not be, maybe even not be theories.
Good point.
It could be real if you've never seen Star Wars. You could think that these are really things that are happening.
Exactly.
My theory, I think, is a potential, actually.
Mine's well, it's sure to go wrong.
I know, but, I mean, it's like
it's 99%. It's crazy enough.
It could happen. We'll get to that later.
And, of course, you can't have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So, on that note, here's my dad's bow tie.
You're really touchy-feely tonight during the show. You've, like, laid hands on me four times. I feel like I'm going to get, like, Benny Hinn and pass out on the, you know, like, from being healed or something. So, anyway, finals are over! Yay! Have you heard the grade on the calculus final yet?
No, not yet.
And so what do you have to get on calculus to get an A? The final has to, you have to have what on the...
I think a 76.
The spirit of 76. That was
what?
That was an old gas station commercial from when I was a kid.
Okay.
Okay.
And now I learned something.
For you to have an A in calculus, college
right.
calculus.
Right.
Pretty good job. You got an A in literature.
Yes.
Okay. And you got an A in chemistry. You got a 96 in chemistry.
96.4.
Did a good job. Proud of you, man.
Thank
high
you.
Five. Woo! Do a high five. That's awesome. I really am proud of you. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. I'm
just normal school stuff.
Just normal.
Helping mom around here with all of her baking.
It's been a normal week, so.
Mine's been busy. I've been working at my new gig. You know, so it's been good. Love it.
Good.
Love what we're
cool.
doing. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. But I'm tired. I did not sleep last night at all. I was up all night long. Literally, I got out of bed at 3 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. So
that's what the dog was.
So then I went into the living room after doing some other stuff, and I finished a project that we were supposed to do as a group this morning because I figured, why not get it done? So
fair anyway. Enough.
Yeah. So what else are we talking about today? I left my notes down here.
Wow.
Can't really talk about anything else quite yet.
No, we're going to hold off on that one. Oh, yeah. There's got some cool stuff coming out. We said last week that Star Wars Adventures 29 was coming out on the 11th because Wikipedia said that. Wikipedia got it wrong. So
impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
It's actually getting released this coming Wednesday. The 16th?
So
7th, 8th, what is that? The 18th? The day before we go see Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah, 18th. Yeah. Day the Adventures of the Rise of Kylo Ren comes out.
Star Wars full day.
It is going to be a full day. There's going to be a new Mandalorian episode that day, with a clip from The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
And the comic.
And then there's going to be The Rise of Kylo Ren issue one.
Okay.
We have to get two comics.
And there's going to be Empire Ascendant comic.
No idea what that is.
I don't either. And the Galaxy Needs You children's book.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the conclusion of the Turbis, a Star Wars story comic.
The Skywalker saga.
I haven't read any of them yet because I want to read them all in like...
You're going to read them in all one story?
Yeah, I want to have it like... I don't want to have to wait for the next story. I want to go.
Straight right through. So,
that's great pretty podcast cool. Audio quality. Yeah.
Anything else going on in your guys' world? You were telling me before we started the show, BB Nate, that tonight... we're recording this Thursday night, so it's going to go live tomorrow sometime. Mm-hmm. You told me that there's video game awards tonight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Fallen Order, I think, is pretty high on one of the categories. I don't remember what it was.
Like Game of the Year, maybe?
I don't think it's Game of the Year quite yet. It might be, cool. though.
Yeah.
Have you finished Jedi Fallen Order yet?
No, I plan on doing that now that I'm on break.
How long do you have again?
Like 5 weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
But funny, like, the whole semester is caught up with me tonight.
You're feeling it. I know.
I'm exhausted. Know.
Well, it's not just the physical. It's like the emotional and mental energy that you've been expending.
Yeah.
And then you got the adrenaline is there. Like, you're working hard, working hard, working hard. Now it's finally over. And then,
I didn't sleep very well last night either. But I didn't, like, I almost didn't allow myself to feel tired. So I just.
Right.
Now it's like.
Now you. Yeah, you had no choice. You couldn't be tired today.
Right.
So. Okay.
Now I'm done.
Now you're done. All right. Well,
Did you forget something?
Well, no, we'll talk about that in a second when we talk about the podcast Poll of the Week.
Mm. Are you brainless? I never ask that question until after I've done it. What?
Yeah, so no poll. Well, I mean, we did do a poll, but it had like 26 votes because I did it like an hour ago. And it wasn't a great poll. I mean, people, if you didn't read the Resistance Reborn book, you know, it was fine. But here's the real reason. I mean, were we overwhelmingly busy over the last week? Absolutely. But honestly, I just, can I be like...
you can be honest.
Transparent here for just a second?
Yes.
I had no desire to be on Twitter over the last week. So, I didn't. Didn't interact on Twitter. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not like we usually do. So,
okay.
Twitter's gotten ugly. So,
weird.
So, I made an official announcement on Twitter tonight. I just figured I'd tell you guys this.
Okay.
So, hold on. We'll use this one again.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yes.
So I announced an official announcement that starting in January, our Twitter feed is going to switch over to a Shazam Stan account until April of 2022.
Oh, what?
Okay.
A Shazam Stan account. I'm kidding. It's going to say Star Wars. A Stan account. Starker fan. We talked about that a couple of weeks
ago. Shazam.
We're going to switch it over to a Shazam account because they announced today Shazam is coming out on April 1st, 2022.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so pumped about that.
Fine.
So.
I'm so slow right now. I'll keep up. I'll catch up eventually.
Yeah. So cool. I'm excited.
That'll be fun. I like the first one.
Yeah. So, we are going to be a little less engaged on Twitter. It stopped being fun because of the way that it's gotten over the last few weeks.
Maybe Rise of Skywalker will...
I hope so, and I really do, but...
I got a bad feeling about this.
And...
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
This is madness.
Just gonna...
I have spoken.
Gonna play our whole soundboard.
There we go. That's our... That's it. So maybe a little bit shorter episode. We're not going to geek out about podcast polls and stuff like that, but we do have some fun stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have fun.
Yeah.
This is our famous...
This is the one
famous episode.
Do you guys remember? I know one of them had to do with. I mean, obviously, we talked last week, BB Nate. You projected that the Porgs were actually Jedi.
Yeah.
And they were going to save the day.
It's going to be around the same, but with a little bit more meat to it.
Okay, we'll let you get to that. One of us was talking about something to do with the Battlefront game. There was from Battlefront 2. Anyway, when we did that one, I don't remember exactly what they were, but it was fun. It was
probably
fun.
Wasn't me. That would have taken a lot of thought.
So, I think it was you, actually. I think it was you, like, really digging into Battlefront 2.
I didn't have time to really, like, come up with a foolproof.
Well, you may, you're gonna develop it on the show.
It is gonna be live.
It'll be fun. So, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about some other Star Wars stuff coming up? Because Burger King is spoiling T-Ross.
What? They are?
Yeah. Adam Driver. Seriously. We'll talk about that. Adam Driver doesn't think that Ben's a bad guy.
Okay.
Okay.
And, no bad guy ever thinks they're a bad guy.
Well, that's true. And was that Han Solo in that clip that was released?
Spoilers.
You know? Yeah, no. We'll talk about that. So, anyway, it's time for hot takes.
This is where the fun begins.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
All right, Vox.com. Vox, not Fox. Not like Fox News.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd be talking about that.
Well, you never know. I mean, they probably do. I could see that being
CNBC talked about Baby Yoda merch. So.
They sure did.
Good point.
Vox.com. Burger King is using Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker spoilers to sell Whoppers.
What?
Yeah. So here's
you spoil us?
With a publicity move that's equal parts chaos and cunning.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Burger King has revealed that it truly draws its power from the dark side of the force. In Germany, the fast food chain has introduced a promotion that involves spoiling the upcoming and much anticipated film Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker in exchange for free Whoppers. So here's how it works. The promotion goes like this. The Burger King has launched a voice-activated coupon that purports to contain spoilers for The Rise of Skywalker. If you record yourself reading these spoilers out loud, you can get a free Whopper. Burger King has also released a commercial featuring the alleged spoilers embedded in the restaurant's menu and showing customers freaking out over said spoilers. My understanding as well is that these are the Jedi Paxis making Star Wars, Jason Ward as well, spoilers.
Hmm.
And Matt Martin actually took to Twitter today to say that this is not an official endorsement like deal that they've got with Burger King in Germany that they're doing this on their own.
Now, how did Burger King of all people get spoilers?
They went on Reddit. They went on Making Star Wars. They took the spoilers. That's what I just got done saying.
I know.
They took the spoilers from that, and they're like making a game out of it. So here's a question, BB Nate: is this a good idea for marketing, or is this bad form?
I would say pretty bad.
Why do you say?
You could hear the spoilers, but you don't know that they're real spoilers, so you really can't tell, because they're just from Reddit. You can never really trust Reddit.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody right now, like if I started telling you the Jedi Paxis League story, okay, or if I started telling you the Making Star Wars story, and went through it in detail, would that be a spoiler to you, and would you be upset about that?
Yes.
I would be upset about it if it was actually true. Like you with Force Awakens, you read the whole supposed plot leak, and then you're really disappointed after the movie because it was all true and you knew how everything was going down. That would be kind of with me. I wouldn't probably be disappointed right now. I'd probably be super excited that, like, that sounds amazing, but then I would know everything about the movie, so I probably would be disappointed.
Well, if the spoilers and leaks are accurate.
Yeah, I was scrolling through my recommended on YouTube and clicked on a Jedi Paxis full movie leaked, and I'm like,
Get off there. Is that Star Wars coffee?
Yeah, I think
And he's pretty accurate from as far as following what is
like,
in the league.
No, I don't want to watch that.
That's interesting. So Samuel Hutt, all right, is it truly bad form if people are choosing to spoil themselves for a free Whopper?
That's their own stupid decision. No one's forcing them to read it.
If you don't like Star Wars, just do the spoilers and you get a free Whopper.
Yeah.
They actually had video of a guy in a Jedi costume and a girl, and I think she was dressed like Princess Leia, reading the spoilers and stuff. With it, what would you get if you could take anything, like it's free within reason, like Burger King level or maybe a little bit above, not like a Lamborghini or.
I was gonna say, take us to the premiere at red carpet premiere.
Okay, not something like that. Damn. That would be cool, but no, I'm talking about like that level of thing. Is there anything out there that's worth it to you to read a spoiler out loud in order to get something for free? Is there something free out there that you would go after?
Not a Burger King level.
No. Okay. So, like, what, where would it have to get to for you to
do it?
To do a spoiler like that?
I don't. It's tough to say right now. Like monetary value, let's say like $100.
So if somebody was going to give you $100 for me to read the Jedi Pax's leaks thread to you, you'd take $100 for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how cheap that your spoiler is.
$100, dude. And we don't even know if the spoilers are real, and I still get to see the movie anyway.
They're pretty much real. What about you, BB Nate? What would you take?
$200. Okay. Size Sam up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, we define spoilers differently than some people do. Mm-hmm. Our spoiler definition, it's not a spoiler if it's being released by Disney Lucasfilm Star Wars.
Right.
Right. So there's a clip that we're going to be talking about in a minute that's obviously very spoilery if you don't want to see anything like that, a clip from the movie.
Right.
But the fact that Disney released it today means that there's more to the story, and so we'll talk about that here in a minute. So that's a little bit of a fair warning. With that. All right. Next one. This is from IGN.com. Kylo Ren doesn't need redemption, according to Adam Driver.
I agree with that.
With Ben Solo's backstory being explored in the Rise of Kylo Ren limited comic series, you know, the one that we talked about is coming out.
Right. Yeah, I read the little preview that
has looked interesting. It did. I was like, that's a comic I want, right? And so if you buy that, I'll take the digital version. and the character's redemption even teased in Rebecca Rohrenhorst's upcoming novel. Well, that's not upcoming at all. It's been released, so IGN didn't have their information right. This is literally article released.
They're like probably like typing it up as they're interviewing Adam, and they're like,
"Well, no, it's saying the upcoming novel is Resistance Reborn. That's been out like 3 months." Anyway, Driver insists that Kylo has nothing to atone for.
Oh yeah, and you know, definitely not killing his dad.
We'll see. What does he have to be redeemed for? Driver asked during an interview with Entertainment Weekly. Naturally, for fans, the character seems to be headed towards a crossroads, but Driver only sees things from Kylo's perspectives. Kylo Ren has a different identity, he said, a different definition of what redemption is. He's already been redeemed in his story.
To the dark side. Yeah, right. I kind of agree with that.
He sees himself redeemed in
the dark side. He's a smart guy.
Explain. So does Kylo Ren need redemption, Samuel?
In his eyes, no. He thinks that where he is where he needs to be.
Explain.
Now, I don't know how to explain. I mean, he believes that this is where he needs to be. This is his true self, in a way. Right, so, because, you know, his grandfather, he believes, you know, Darth Vader, that's like his idol at this point. He was a part of the dark side, so he believes that since he's there, that he's fulfilled his destiny in a way. So I think he feels like he's where he needs to be.
So, I will finish what you started.
Right.
Force Awakens. He's like actually moved to where he needs to be, and as an individual or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the dark side is the only truth that he should follow. What do you think, BB Nate? Does he need to be redeemed?
No, and I kind of don't want him to. I want a bad guy to be a bad guy. Like, I want him, because he's already in that. I want to read the Rise of Kylo Ren comic series and see how evil Kylo Ren actually is. Because we know that he's a pretty bad dude in a lot of the series. He killed all the other younglings at the temple. So that's very wrong, and I just want to see him to stay a bad guy. I don't.
Or you mean the other Padawans, the ones being trained in the comic? Yes. We see that,
right?
I want to see a bad guy stay a bad guy, or he. I know he might not stay alive then, but I would like to see him.
Well, I think our bad guy, who's a bad guy, is the Emperor,
probably,
and he might Kylo Ren's the Anakin character.
And don't think that I'm saying that I wouldn't like to see Ben Solo redeemed. I'd be totally fine with it. It would give more to the story. So I'm not saying, but I just
I know we're pretty easygoing fans when it comes to, we love to speculate and say, we don't want this, we do want that, yeah. This is what we are. But then when we see it, we're like, oh, that was awesome. No right. matter what ends up happening. So so I don't have a feeling.
We have to leave our expectations and headcanon at the door of the movie theater.
Because we didn't write the movie and we don't have the control right. over that.
We can have fun, you know, with it beforehand. But
And the things that we want to have happen.
Yeah, definitely. Or don't. If they don't happen, or if they do happen, then we don't get upset and pitch a fit about it. You know, we're like, okay, that worked for the story, you know?
Well, that's the story that was told.
Right.
So that becomes the story
mm-hmm.
On it. So, okay, interesting. Last one from TheVerge.com. The new Rise of Skywalker scene that was released today hints at an unexpected return. Hold on, let's see.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Specifically, and little mini spoiler alert, let's do it right here. Give us about 5 minutes if you're listening to this and you don't want to know what happened in the clip. But if you've been on social media, the clip is everywhere. You're probably watching it. Anyway, specifically, the person that was unexpectedly returning, Darth Vader. Or more accurately, the voice of Darth Vader, there which is presumably reprised by James Earl Jones. It's unlikely that Vader will be returning for The Rise of Skywalker, given that when we last saw him, he was extremely dead.
He was getting crispy. He was crispy for the second time.
Rather, it appears to be Emperor Palpatine, who at least, according to the various trailers, will be returning in some fashion in The Rise of Skywalker. despite also being extremely dead at the end of the Return of the Jedi.
He blew up.
As a retcon, though. He's taunting Kylo Ren using his own voice and that of the mysterious Supreme Leader Snoke.
Okay.
Did you hear that the second time yes. you watched it, Sam? You reacted.
No, I reacted at this weird voice, but it didn't sound like Snoke.
It was totally Snoke. Everybody's in.
It was Snoke.
Yeah. And Vader.
I heard Vader.
And there's one more.
Was there?
There is, but I'm going to hold that one back because I'm not 100% sure. Lots of people are saying it's what I think it is, too. The first time I watched it, it hit me between the eyeballs that that's who it was. And then I've watched it 4 times since then. And I'm not certain that it is. Even people are going around saying it's a certain character. There's 2 reasons. One, I'm not 100% convinced that it sounds like him.
Yeah.
And those of you that have seen the clip, you know who I'm talking about. And secondly, I'm not sure it fits with Snoke, Vader, and Palpatine. Why would you have this individual's voice in that scenario?
We're talking about the individual I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
I can do.
All right, so here's my question. If Sheev is the voice of Vader in Kylo Ren's mind, and has been,
yeah.
throughout this entire process.
Yeah.
What does that mean for Ben Solo?
Kind of seems like the Emperor is doing the whole Anakin thing again. He's manipulating him so he can become his new apprentice, in a way. That's very Emperor Palpatine-esque. Makes sense.
Does it make... BB-8, does it make Ben Solo more of a tragic victim being manipulated by the galaxy's most sinister villain of all time, the Satan character that we talked about a few months ago on this, like he is like the ultimate bad guy, the ultimate evil manifestation of evil behind it all. Does this make Ben Solo more of a victim and more redeemable in your eyes?
And I know this is kind of cheesy way out, but I'll have to wait till the movie because I have a lot of different ways it could go. But I think the one that's most likely is that the more that he starts talking with Palpatine, the more he'll realize that Snoke was wrong.
But I'm saying, like, okay, let's go back to the Jedi Academy. Let's go back to Ben Solo, blue lightsaber, white tunic, Uncle Luke training him, right? The stuff before the Rise of Kylo Ren. And we know from what we've heard about the Rise of Kylo Ren, it's a comic series, that it is going to show how Snoke manipulated Kylo Ren, Ben Solo into doing what he did and all this other stuff. So hold on, let me finish. He's there. He's at the Jedi Academy. He starts hearing the voice of Vader. He starts hearing these different things that are going on, and it's really Palpatine manipulating him and speaking through the Force into his mind and planting these things in him. Does that make Ben Solo the victim, not the bad guy?
Yes.
I would say if it was Palpatine saying all those voices, which it probably is, at the temple, he obviously kind of agreed what they were saying. And I know that he's a manipulator, but he did go to the dark side by his own will. And he killed all of those Padawans by his own will. And I feel like that's a little too evil to be a victim.
That's a good point.
Another truth bomb.
From
BB Nate.
Boom.
Well, it's here. Finally, in just a few days, we are going to be seeing the rise of Skywalker.
Wow.
So let's speculate responsibly on some major questions. And then we'll, you know, go ahead and throw in some wild projections to go with it.
Well, there's nothing like the Star Wars series. Its sense of humanity, its sense of heart, and its sense of adventure. The ending in episode 9 is a conclusion of a story that is over 40 years in the making.
I feel very nostalgic at many, many points that this is sort of... As everyone says, you don't get experiences like this very often.
You're glad that you're finishing, but savoring every moment.
It's that moment of saying goodbye.
Here we are all together, perhaps for the last time. But there is an air of nostalgia as we pose for the final frame.
This is the end.
I want you to know that you have been a real friend, R2. My best one, in fact.
This is one big story that comes to this final conclusion that is intimate and emotional and moving.
We will go out and bang.
There's an energy to it, and it's bigger than anything I could have ever imagined.
Come on!
The end of the saga provides the most intense challenge that any of these characters have ever seen.
Last shot, maybe forever!
The Force will be with you.
Always.
Oh, that was the Amazon clip. I should probably credit them. That was the hidden feature video that was on Amazon.com. So if you go and you search hashtag the rise of Skywalker on Amazon.com, it pulls up a secret page and it shows that.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
It felt fun to,
you know. It was a very poignant 2 minutes to think about the end of the saga without it, you know, this conversation between C-3PO and R2-D2 in the middle of it was the one that grabs me. And Mom was watching it with us right before we came in and started recording. Mom is, if you guys know anything about Mom, not a Star Wars fan. No. She watched Phantom Menace with us during our rewatch because it has Jar Jar and she likes Jar Jar. With it, hasn't watched anything else. She's like, I'm gonna cry in this movie. And she's not.
Yeah,
even a Star Wars
fan. Too.
I was a little teary just seeing that. With it.
It's starting to hit me into feels even in the trailers. I'm wondering what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's almost like you feel like it's ending.
Just sad.
It is sad.
They're going to ruin my childhood.
No,
right?
Stop that.
Yeah,
we are not doing that. All right, we are not going down that level. All right. Yeah, it's been. And I know I went a little dark side earlier in the show about the Twitter stuff. I am really excited about this movie.
I'm really excited
about Star Wars. I'm really excited about Mandalorian. I'm really excited about Kenobi series. I'm really excited about the Cassian Andor series they started talking about when it's going to start filming. There's this rumor out there that another Disney Plus secret series is being filmed. I don't know if that's true or not. Comic books, Turbis, Clone Wars, season 7, all of it's coming. What I'm just tired of at this point is just sort of the civil war that's within fandom that's gotten so intense. So what I'm going to do is just not engage in it at all.
That's fair.
Over the next few weeks and just enjoy talking Star Wars, talking about the Rise of Skywalker. All right, so here's what we're going to do, okay? I've got 5 potential things for the show. Now, you guys are not prepared. We haven't gone over these, have we? I have not given you any prep at all.
Nope.
Except BB-8's trying to read the...
No, I wasn't. I was zoned out. Forgotten
by now anyway, so okay, we're good.
All right. I'm going to go through 5 legitimate questions about the Rise of Skywalker out. The next time we record our main show, we will have seen it twice. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to answer whether or not these questions took place, all right?
Okay.
And you can listen, if you're listeners, you know, hey, you know, comment and let us know what you guys think about this too. But I'm going to ask you, we're going to go back and forth. I'm going to start with you, BB Nate, give you a chance to process.
Okay.
All right, you ready? And then we'll come back. You got to go first in the next one.
Okay.
Got it. All right. First thing, BB Nate, in The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we going to get Force ghosts?
That's a good question.
You're right, it is.
I feel like yes. Just from that Amazon clip, we did see Mark Hamill on the set twice. So,
and he was in Luke Skywalker form. Yeah, not...
he was in his short beard, kind of one true. That he was using when he was trying to.
Well, it's interesting because when he was hugging Oscar Isaac and John Boyega and stuff, he had the long sort of Octu Luke. Hair. I noticed it. Yeah. I watched it. And then when they showed him sort of talking, it was short-haired Luke.
That was probably when...
he wanted a haircut.
Yeah, so it could have been something very different.
Or maybe, you know, he was on the set saying hi to them first, and then he went to go get his haircut for the movie.
So, I mean, we've actually speculated at some point that there could be Force Ghost to Palooza like 5 or 6 different Force Ghosts. Do you think we see... you think we are getting Force Ghosts?
I do.
How many and who?
I want Obi-Wan. That'd be really cool. Anakin, that would've been also really cool. That'd be really cool. As Hayden,
yeah,
that'd be awesome. Qui-Gon, that'd be really cool too.
So it is Force Ghost to Palooza.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Now that I'm
just
actually
said you
thinking,
were.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like actually thinking about it, Yoda, I'd love to see like
the more the merrier.
All of the ones that we got. In Return of the Jedi.
Like a whole Jedi Council. Remember we even talked about that as a possibility once?
Yeah.
Like a whole Jedi Council of Force Ghosts.
I don't think Mace should be in this one. He wasn't in Return of the Jedi. I don't think
Anakin should kick him off the Force Ghost Council. No, you should put him on the Force Ghost Council.
But not give him a rank of a master. That's it. Alright, Samuel the Hutt. Are we getting Force Ghosts in The Rise of Skywalker? You think so?
I believe so. And I think we're going to get Luke and Yoda.
Luke and Yoda only. No Kenobi. No Anakin.
Maybe Anakin. If we're getting real crazy. But
really?
I like the idea of Anakin a lot.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot.
But I think we'll pretty sure we're going to get Luke and Yoda.
All right.
Does that seem reasonable?
Sure. Okay. So here's the next one. Question number 2. Will we see Leia... use the Force? Samuel.
Yes.
In what capacity do we see this? Do we have another Carrie Poppins moment?
No. I don't think we're going to see her going around floating objects and stuff. I think she's going to use the Force and, like, connect with other people. You know, like, possibly Ben and Rey.
In the same manner that she did sort of at the end of Empire Strikes Back with Luke.
And like she did in the end of The Last Jedi when Luke died, too. So, kind of to that effect, but not like she's full-blown Jedi moving stuff, like, no big deal.
No, do we see her... the bonus question, I'll come back to it in a second. What about you, BB-8? Is Leia going to use the Force?
Yes. But in what form, I really don't know. Little bonus prediction sure to go wrong for this.
Okay, we'll come back. Is it related to this?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Alright, Leia rebuilds Luke's lightsaber with the Force.
Ooh, like...
What if she and Rey did it at the same time? Like, they were both working on it.
Like, one half of it and the other half of
it?
Yeah,
they were, like, all working at once. That'd
and then use, neat. Like, a Force Band-Aid to hold it together?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool. That's actually a really cool idea, BB. Yeah. What was I going to say? I had a bonus
question.
It was a bonus question, and I forgot what it was.
Sorry.
It was about Leia.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're fired.
That's okay. Oh, do we see her use a lightsaber? That's what it was.
No.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Okay. I don't think she needs to. She might maybe just, like, look, you know, have Rey hand it to her, so look at it, maybe turn it on.
You know, there's a clip where she's holding the lightsaber.
Right, which is why I'm saying this. She might turn it on, just look at it, and then hand it back to her. But she's not going to do anything crazy with it.
That would be an interesting development, having with the reality of the fact that this any clip with Carrie Fisher in it is old Force Awakens unused footage. So, you know, you would think that that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
So,
It's
hard to believe.
Yeah.
You know, that we're going to see Carrie, but it's not going to be...
Carrie.
Like, she wasn't with the actors doing it in this. And
that must be really strange to act, though.
I want to see it and pull that off.
That's interesting. All right, number three, Osh, you BB Nate.
All right.
Who's not getting out of T-Ross?
Why'd you put this question on me?
Oh, you're both going to answer
cruel.
It.
Cruel.
That is
who's
wrong.
Not getting out of T-Ross?
You are evil. It's just wrong. I don't know. That's... I don't want to say anybody because I want them to all.
Well, I know that. That's not the question. It's not who you want. It's not like you're picking someone to die. And like, you know, you're the Grim Reaper of Star Wars or anything. I'm just asking you who you think isn't getting out of T-Ross. And it could be a... I think
they're wanting us to think this, but 3PO? I feel like he's been having so many lines. But he may just be doing his overdramatic self again. Just being, you know, like, I'm not going to get out of this alive, and may just be, like, over-exaggerating, but I...
Okay, so you think that he is getting through. Who's not getting through? Gotta make up gotta come up with a dance.
Yeah, I know.
We need the Jeopardy theme.
Do-do-do-do.
R2, I feel like he's had a good life.
Ooh.
I got a bad feeling about this.
R2-D2's not coming out of T-Ross?
Mate, I don't think so. I think he's been a very influential part of the Star Wars saga. A lot, the whole Skywalker saga, he's been a part of it. And he's been very influential in the prequels and the originals, and even in the sequels, he's always had a main part, but I feel like he's kind of lived his purpose.
Wow.
Served his purpose. I really don't want that. It's just...
Okay, so just a little disclaimer. The opinions expressed on this show by BB Nate are not necessarily those of Tatooine Sons.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying that would be a way to get people to really feel
emotionally
connected with this movie.
Isn't that funny that we're talking about the death of droids as being...
They're robots.
You know, as being so emotional in
they
this.
They
like,
no lines.
Well, no, I mean, C-3PO.
But R2.
Right. But isn't that interesting that we've connected so emotionally with these two
characters? Me too. That's me
especially. Buckets
and bolts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, Sam. You've had a chance to think. Who's not getting out of T-Ross? So you're saying R2, BB-8.
I'm saying that because then that would get people to be really, like, this is the end.
Okay. All right, Samuel.
I don't want it, but I feel like it's going to happen.
Oh, jeez. Samuel Hutt.
I'm going to go the easy route. Emperor. He's not making it out.
You're a chicken.
You asked my opinion, and I think that's how it's going to go.
All right, bonus rapid fire. All right, quickly. First reaction. Samuel Hutt.
Yeah.
Leia.
We're still on the same
Who's
going
to die? Leia?
Yes.
It's Nathan?
No.
Okay. Poe?
No.
Definitely not.
Wedge? If he's even in it?
No.
No? Too
Snaps
insignificant.
Wexley?
Yeah, no. I don't think he'll
Too insignificant of a character.
I mean,
they
he's a
killed
cool
him
character.
Off. They killed off Ackbar and Holdo.
Wow. I don't think so.
Finn?
No.
Janna?
No.
No.
No, too early.
Lando?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a maybe.
Okay. Obviously, we could say Rey.
No.
Nah.
Kylo Ren, Ben Solo.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That would also get away to be, this is the end.
All right, I'm going to go for the jugular on this one. Chewie.
Thought about it. Possibly.
I don't want that. I don't even want R2 to die. I just don't want anybody to die.
What about the Millennium Falcon?
You don't do that. that's not something you do.
I think it would be really emotionally touching, and it would be kind of an interesting thing for them to do. But I think the backlash would be too strong.
It'd be
there. Even from, like, almost from, like, mostly positive Star Wars fans, I have a feeling. That's, like, a thing you don't mess with is the Falcon. So, we'll see. But I've thought about it for sure. And it's definitely a possibility.
All right. Let's see. I went boom, boom, boom. Now back to you, Sam.
Okay.
All right. This is going to take your imagination, your galactic imagination. Are you ready? Are you getting a text from a girlfriend?
No, a call from my grandpa.
Oh. He's just congratulating you on finals, probably.
Probably.
Grandpa. So anyway, Sammy's Galaxy Watch thing. Mm. Is that what that is?
Mm.
Yeah, it just started ringing.
Right as you said, a galaxy of imagination. That's kind of funny.
It did. Right as I said, a galactic imagination. what's happening with C-3PO in this thing?
You're going to have to wait for my prediction to sure go wrong.
Really? Wow. Oh, I'm nervous now. Okay, BB Nathan, you've got to answer this.
I think he's just looking into this flashback, his memory.
His flash drive?
Getting his memories back.
That's what I've thought.
Getting him back?
Yes.
Yeah, because
well, why would he say, why I'm taking one last look at my friends? Because
they are his friends.
Luke. Anakin, Padme.
So he's going back and seeing those things. He's actually talking about what he's seeing in his flashback.
Yeah, he's getting his flashback.
Okay, I just
missed memories back from all those brainwashes.
Or why would that be one last look?
Because he can't, like, stay back there. He just looks one more time, and then that's it or something.
Okay. Why are they doing that? Why are they having him go through that process?
Classic J.J. misdirection. I feel like they're wanting you to think that something bad is going to happen to him. I feel like he's just doing that to...
I think there's some information back there that would be useful
Palpatine.
For the rebellion. Yeah. Yeah, because like, he knows about Shiv.
I think you're trying to mix Shriv and Shiv together, and that doesn't work. Anyway.
Okay. I'm almost ready for you to do your prediction sure to go wrong.
I don't know.
We got to do this one first, all right? We got to do this one first, okay? This is not what you want to happen. This is what you think is going to happen. Are we clear?
Copy.
Based on everything you know, so you have not read the leaks, am I correct?
No, I don't want to get spoiled.
Have you read the leaks, BB Nate?
No.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes. Not very convincing.
Okay, no MakingStarWars.com, no Jedi Access leaks. You haven't watched the Star Wars Coffee video? All right. So not what you want to have happen, what you think is going to happen based on the information that you've got right now.
So now that you just said that I haven't read the leaks, now I think that it's going to happen.
No, I'm just asking.
I
Reylo, yes or no, is it going to happen?
No, because I want to see JJ take the, not leap of faith, but, you know, be brave and disappoint people. There's a lot of people that like Reylo, and... I feel like he should take the leap of faith to not having that happen. I think that it would be a smart idea. Leave them by themselves. Let's have a Star Wars trilogy where there's not really a romantic relationship.
That would be a unique twist on Star Wars. You're making an argument for why it should happen because it has happened in the other ones.
And it would really, this whole trilogy has been focusing more on the Force. And not a relationship or politics. I feel like that this one should be still focusing on the Force and not Reylo. But I probably just disappointed a lot of people.
That's okay. You know, you're allowed to have your opinion. You handled it responsibly, and you didn't bash people or Reylo. That's not what that was about. That was just your desire. You're welcome for that. Samuel the Hutt, is Reylo happening or not?
Yes, not in the romantic sense, though.
Explain.
I think they're gonna partner together in a way to kind of take on the Emperor. Not romantic, because I just really don't think that would you don't need it to be a romantic thing for this to work. My only problem is if Ben is redeemed through that and then they take down the Emperor, well, this whole trilogy has been talking about balance. That's not balance by any means. So part of me wonders if they'll partner together, but Rey will stay on the light side and Kylo will keep using the dark side in a way. So they'll be working together, but they're not on the same side necessarily.
Very similar to what Luke is talking about on Ahch-To when he's describing the Force and saying, you know, he's talking about, you know, it creates life and then you have death, you know,
right.
Lightness and light, dark, all that. All those things, that is what the balance
of the Force is all about. I think it'd be interesting, too, to see a dark side user and a light side user working together at the same time. I think that'd be really interesting to see. Because we haven't seen anything
very Mortis in nature.
But yeah.
If they become partners and they, you know, start to do kind of dark side stuff for Kylo and light side stuff for Rey, and they kind of work together on that, A, what are they working on? And B, there's a satisfying ending, and I feel like I would have...
He said the key word. It's like Pee Wee Herman. Yay! He said satisfying.
But I would have a lot more questions about what are they going to do now. If they're going to try to bring balance to the Force, then why would they be partnering up to do Dark Side of the Force and Light Side? I can completely understand what you're saying, but why would they do that? Why would they even stay together?
Well, it's very Mortis. You have the father, and then you have the son, who's Dark Side, and you have the daughter, who is Light Side, and the two of them together bring balance to the Force. The Force has been out of balance for some period of time here. This brings balance by we talked about this previously as well. It isn't light and dark, meaning good and evil. It's life and death, sunlight and darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those are moral.
No.
Right. Life isn't good and death. I mean, it is. I mean, we think of it that way, but it's part of the cycle of life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Luke is getting into. So I think what you're suggesting, Sam, is that if they find a way to bring balance, as long as you're not using the dark side for evil purposes,
right.
You're not giving into the fear, the anger, the hate, the suffering. And it is the balance of the light. Then that's the Reylo that you're sort of predicting is a possibility.
Yeah, it would be a cool dynamic that we haven't seen, and it kind of almost pleases both sides. You still sort of get Reylo, but they're not in a romantic relationship. They're just working together.
Okay,
and so you don't even have Ben Demp.
How do you feel about that idea?
I don't know if it will happen. And again, it would leave me with a good amount of questions. How would they? What kind of checks and balances would they have to make sure that they're not using the dark side for evil? Because the Sith were in hiding for under the noses of the Jedi for
1,000 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so one person checking up on the other person to see if they're doing evil things, the dark side is manipulative. So how would I know that Kylo Ren's still going to be, you know, not using it for evil? So I would just have a lot more questions than answers.
Well, I'm sure JJ can find a way to answer them.
Okay, so one last follow-up on that.
Okay.
If JJ went down the path that you're suggesting, Samuel, it's not romantic, but it is bringing... It's Reylo from the perspective of bringing balance to the Force.
Right.
Okay? Which has been very similar to the way that I've been projecting Reylo since we first started talking about it on the show.
Yeah.
But I did have a romantic element.
Yeah, you like had them having a kid.
Yeah, like that child was the balance of the Force.
Right.
With it, maybe a chosen one for real.
It's Baby Yoda.
So
you got to think about him.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be in this. Anyway, is that an attempt to make everybody happy that will result in nobody being happy? Reylos aren't happy because it's not romantic. People that are anti-Reylos or don't like Reylo or don't want that to happen and don't like Ben Demption, they're not happy either because it sort of looks like that.
No, because I'm very anti-romantic relationship Reylo thing, and that idea seems okay for me, because there's no romantic element to that at all. Now, I feel like the Reylos might still get upset, but I think eventually everyone could look back and realize the brilliance behind it, and how it wasn't quite what they were hoping it was or wasn't, in a way. Does that make sense?
What do you think about that, though? BB Nate, do you think that that's an attempt to make everyone happy that makes no one happy?
I just don't think that... I wouldn't think that that would be something he would do. If He's going to do Reylo. He's going to do Reylo. If he's not...
Like, full-on Reylo romantic relationship. I feel like... Do you think the Reylo has to result in happily ever after living together on Tatooine or something like that?
No. No, I don't think it has to be, you know, that... A Hallmarky.
T-Ross turns into a Hallmark movie.
I don't want it to be that. Yeah. I want a dark, sad movie. I know that that's what we're kind of expecting with this movie, and I
am. They said it was going to be hopeful.
They said it was going
to. I think you can end it in a hopeful way, but it not be happy. With this. You know, they can kind of go their separate ways. Kylo's still on the dark side. Rey's still on the light side. It's a kind of this somber ending. But, you know that you can just... There's a sense that the galaxy will still be okay. Or something to that effect. It doesn't have to be all happy, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Prediction sure to go wrong. Craziest prediction type stuff.
Okay.
Samuel, you get to go first because you were talking about the C-3PO thing. Mm-hmm. You didn't answer that question, so you have to describe your prediction sure to go wrong.
Okay. I believe this is half-baked, all right?
Half-baked.
Half-baked. Zori Bliss.
Okay.
The Rebellion. Brings her in because they hear that she found some ancient technology because she's like a kind of like a Tomb Raider sort of thing. Right?
Okay.
She found some ancient technology or this ancient artifact that turns droids into super weapons.
Okay.
So they call her in and they believe that that artifact can turn C-3PO into this massive super weapon. Okay?
I'm not opposed to it yet.
Okay. Because they know this rising threat of the Emperor and everything, right?
Right.
So, you know, the whole thing with, you know, him saying at the moment, last look at my friends.
And stuff. They're on this. Look, some Babu type of Frick? Ship or whatever. And, Babu Frick,
is super old. Like, older than Yoda or Maz Kanata. Like, crazy old. So he knows what this artifact
is. So he was actually, like, 6'6 at one point in height, and now he's, like, shrunk down
because he's always been this height.
Oh, okay.
No. So he knows how this artifact works. So he is putting it in the 3PO, and then eventually, if 3PO is going to become transformed into this super droid, they're going to send him in front of the Emperor, and he's going to kill the Emperor and save the galaxy.
Like a suicide droid.
Yes. That's why he's saying one last look at my friends. Also, it's irreversible, too.
This is madness.
What do you think, BB Nate?
Yeah, that's strange.
It's interesting to think about, though, because there was sort of like super weapon theory about C-3PO when we first started seeing him wearing Chewbacca's bandolier.
And red eyes and all that.
The red eyes and stuff like that. What do you think?
Definitely, maybe a prediction sure to go wrong. But I mean, Zori does have a very droid looking helmet like that droid that was in Jabba's palace that kind of
I don't see it at all. But anyway,
I mean, yeah, I don't.
Okay. Your turn. BB Nate, your prediction sure to go wrong. Do you
think my thing's going to happen?
I don't. Okay. I think it's a prediction sure to go wrong.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
This is definitely a prediction sure to go wrong.
Yours is?
Yeah,
probably. Go for it.
So, kind of the same as last year.
It's 2 years ago.
2 years, that's right.
Because it's so
last movie.
That's right.
Dang. There we go. But I'm gonna say that the Porgs have been training to be Jedi from Luke this whole time.
Oh. Okay.
And they know a lot about the Jedi now because they've been Turbis has been reading the Jedi texts with Rey.
I think
maybe she has in the comments. He has in the comments.
Maybe the Porg's reading it to her and she's not reading it to the Porg.
No, actually, I think in a couple of sentences she's reading it to the Porg.
Anyway.
He's reading the Jedi texts and he's like has really big force powers. Like, he is
Turbis
the highest
himself.
Trained in the force.
Yes, Turbis.
More powerful than Yoda himself. And he is going to go in and just do this.
Oh no.
I got a bad feeling really about this.
Weird force power that J.J. Abrams said is going to divide fandom.
So he's got the new force
power. He has the force power. And he's going to take down the Emperor Palpatine. Yeah. That was...
What do you think about that, Samuel the Hutt?
It's very similar to my 3PO thing, if you think about it. But
mine's a little bit more, you know, possible.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Impressive. It is.
Every word in that sentence was wrong.
I like it. I like Tervis being a Jedi, a super powerful Jedi.
But the question that I have is this a prediction, or is this a prediction sure to go wrong?
Sure to go wrong.
He has a tiny little lightsaber.
Like a mini, like a toothpick.
Yeah, it's like a toothpick. He has a tiny little lightsaber. He's doing flips all around the air.
He's flying with a lightsaber. We don't have any flying Jedi.
Drops it on Palpatine.
He just drops it on his head.
All right, here's my prediction sure to go wrong. Oh, and no. I had to get really creative with this.
We didn't.
Because I've read the leaks. So I had to figure out, how do I come up with a prediction that... And again, when I say prediction sure to go wrong, I'm trying to come up with one that is plausible enough that people go, without it... spilling the beans at all on anything going on.
Sure,
with the
telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, something like that. So,
okay.
And this has not played out in any of the leaks that I've read. So,
okay. So that's if why you I bring this read up. The leaks,
go back to Force Awakens, right?
Okay.
Force Awakens. Kylo Ren's looking at the Vader mask, and he says, He wants to finish what you started, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What was it that Vader started at the end in Return of the Jedi?
Blanking. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was too open of a question.
I didn't know this was a Q&A session.
Well, it is. The whole thing has been that way. I'm predicting that Kylo Ren, Ben Solo, has discovered that Palpatine, all the way back to the Jedi Academy time, that Palpatine survived. So what he's saying, he will finish what you started, is that he has been trying to figure out, you through the Force and everything else, how he can finish the destruction of Palpatine.
So he's a plant in the first
order. So he has allowed himself to fully go dark side, because he knows that if he doesn't go dark side... Palpatine is never going to reveal himself and bring him into his presence where he can destroy him. Okay. So he has allowed himself to go dark side this whole time, because at his core, he's a Skywalker. And he's hoping for to destroy Palpatine, which is why at the end of Force Awakens, he's on that gangplank, that bridge with Han, and he says, I know what I need to do, I just don't know if I have the strength to do it. He's thinking, I have to go full on dark side. How do I do this? And he kills his own father to go full on dark side, to convince Palpatine to bring him into his presence. So when you watch the clip that came out today, And Kylo Ren is walking in there, he's going in there to destroy Palpatine. And that was his plan from the very beginning. He's always bit the Skywalker that's going to rise at the end. Go for it. What do you think?
I thought this was a prediction sure to go wrong.
Yeah.
Really?
Same.
This is not in the leaks that way.
Okay.
That way.
No. Not like that. No. I mean, none of that stuff that I've said is in the leaks.
I like it.
I do. That sounds
good. It's like a spy when he goes in like super deep in like the enemy territory or something. I'm trying to think of
it. And it ties into somewhat with what Leia says in the Resistance Reborn novel, where she's like, when Rey's asking why he went to the dark side, you're going to have to ask Ben. Like this. It's like, I kind of like the idea.
I love the idea. Same. I really like the idea.
Yeah.
And it would work. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
And it's interesting because then it mirrors Anakin's story in the prequels. Because Anakin is good, 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 good. At the end, he turns bad. The only reason it's not a spoiler is because we know Anakin becomes Darth Vader. in that.
Right.
Right? But if you reverse that, it's he's bad, 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 and he turns good. It brings in redemption. It could potentially bring in a Raylo storyline if we, you know, I don't know how, but with that, what so you guys like my prediction sure to go wrong.
Yeah, and it almost works with my idea of what Kylo's going to do. Because then he can still use the dark side, but he's not a bad guy.
BB Nate, thoughts?
I like the idea. I definitely like the idea. I think it's interesting. But then again, it might be a little underwhelming in a sense. Specifically because Palpatine's been a big bad guy.
But then the Skywalker is the one that's actually outsmarted him.
And I understand that, but I feel like it would be cool, but I feel like it'd be underwhelming in a sense that we've always seen Palpatine as a bad guy who knows what's going to happen. I feel like, and knows all the people that are going to be coming.
Which only makes it more interesting.
And again, why would he, judging by what we just talked about, why would he manipulate Kylo Ren to go to the dark side?
Because that's how Kylo Ren discovers that Palpatine is still alive. These thoughts start getting planted in his mind all the way back in the Jedi Academy. He's so advanced in the Force as being the grandson of the Chosen One, the son of Leia, the nephew of Luke.
Right.
Being trained from birth in the Force.
Okay.
These things start getting planted in his head. He's potentially, he finds some relics, because remember, in the interim period, Luke and Lor San Tekka are going around trying to find all the Jedi relics that they can find. Okay. They're trying to find Sith relics. They're trying to find any Jedi stuff that they can find. Perhaps Luke unlocks something, or not Luke, Ben unlocks something and figures out how to flip the script on Palpatine, kind of like Rey is trying to flip the script on Kylo Ren in Force Awakens and all that. And he realizes that the only way to defeat Palpatine, to finish what his grandfather started, is to allow himself to go full on dark side, which is what Luke sees.
So I have one problem with that, though.
Okay.
Why does he kill everyone in the temple, though?
Because he's full on dark side.
So he's evil.
He's going full on dark side. I know what I have to do. I just don't know if I have the strength to do it. The pull to the light in Force Awakens.
Okay.
He's basically, even in his private moments, he's still acting. And I know that Palpatine could still technically
be reading his thoughts or whatever.
Yes, but he's talking to his grandfather, talking all about this stuff. Why wouldn't he fully blend out? He killed his friends. He killed his father. That's gonna weigh on
you. I know what I have to do. I just don't know if I have the strength to do
I keep going back to that, but I just don't feel like.
And he stabs him through and says, "Thank you." That line takes on a completely new weight to it versus I just want to be bad.
Right. Yeah. I mean. Oh, completely lost my train of thought. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's like. He's got good intentions, but his methods are a little flawed, kind of idea.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, he's still done horrible things.
Oh, yeah. And I think he knows it, but he knows it's
but like, he's willing to do it in order to destroy this unbeatable evil.
But do the ends justify the means?
Well, that's a question. See, but that's what's beautiful about Star Wars. If these stories play out, we see these things happen in Star Wars to where we get to have these kinds of conversations throughout the whole thing. Like, should he have told Luke? Should he have told Leia? Should he have told Han? Could they have figured out a way to defeat Palpatine? Right? All that kind of stuff.
Some we'll have to see on.
That's pretty interesting. All righty then. That one actually turned into a little bit more of it. It became more plausible, as I said it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. It was sort of like, yeah, that's a fun thing, and then I start talking about wait, that's actually could make sense. Mm-hmm. You know? All right. Anything else you guys want to say?
Anything else?
Yeah. So George Lucas cut the best Star Wars lightsaber fight out of the prequels.
Yeah. Explain which one. What was it supposed to be?
So it was something with Grievous and some battle droids, right?
And Kenobi.
Oh. Right, and Kenobi. That's
yeah,
right.
taking him on.
So. Yeah, so it's going to be a longer scene or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Disney warns it's the new Star Wars movie.
That's called The Rise of Skywalker, and the next time we have a main show, we'll have seen it twice.
Yes, well.
And I'm excited for it again. Thank you guys for letting us have the show tonight. This helped me.
Good.
It was Star Wars therapy.
Yeah, it warns it could trigger seizures in people with epilepsy. Yeah.
It's like Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They did have to put an epilepsy warning on that one. Did they do that on Endgame?
No.
No, they didn't.
They almost should have. Why? I'm interested. Just all the flashing and stuff.
No more than any other movie. Like, Incredibles 2 had a lot of, like, literal strobe lights going on. That would be pretty bad.
So. But...
Interesting. I'm going to agree with John Boyega on this statement. Star Wars fandom and conflict is the most stupid thing in the world.
Yep. Okay.
It's a friggin' movie.
Yep. Yeah, I fully agree. All right, here we go. This week's podcast poll of the week. I hope to make sure I remember to put it up tomorrow when this episode goes live, and I'm sure I will. who's not making it? I thought that would be fun to hear from our Twitter followers on this. Who's not making it out of The Rise of Skywalker? Leia, C-3PO, the Millennium Falcon, or other comment below?
It's funny how we think of the Falcon as a character.
Well, it's L3,
a
ship. Too.
It doesn't even have a personality.
It has L3.
Well, we don't see it really in the movies. It's just a ship.
It gets
from point A to point B.
It has L3.
Right.
What do you guys think? If you were to pick one of those, what would you pick? Other, or would you pick one of those other?
I'm going to go other and stick with the Emperor because it's easy.
I'm going to go other and say the terrible decision of R2.
Oh, jeez. I hate that. All right. Well, we want to thank our producers. I'm going to say I'm not going to answer that one. Okay. I'm going to producers, thank you guys so much for making this show possible. You guys really are awesome, and we do really appreciate everything you do. Michael Condon, DJ Blake, Emily Hoffman, Eric McGilvray, Ian Thompson, Star Wars Doctor, and make sure you check out their YouTube channel, Michael's as well, on that. And actually, DJ is getting ready to launch his own podcast.
Really?
Yeah. He asked us.
That's awesome.
I mean, he was like, do you think I should start one? I said, well, do you think you'd have fun doing it? And he said, yeah. And I said, then you need to start one. So, Kate Disney Lugers, she's a great mama. Judith Jesse, that's my mama. Hi, Mom. Hi, Grammy. And Roberto Moreno. We are on social media, maybe a little less than we have been in the past, but we're on, you just find us on @TatooineSons, on Instagram, Twitter. We haven't done anything on Instagram for a long time. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. Give us some reviews. That does help. We do appreciate your reviews of it. I'm going to say that that's going to pretty much do it for the show. Anything else you guys want to say?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you always.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Droid, please.
Yep, yep.
Tatooine Sons, the Star Wars podcast, is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or Disney and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site is located at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, and all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders.